Welcome to R&R Mailroom number 5. I'm the Duke of New York.
I'm Robo Evan.
And this is the room. There's mail in
Of
here.
mail. There's mail all over the place.
Listen to that mail. That definitely wasn't just
Weird.
packaging paper. But it was mail.
There is
Listen to
mail
it.
just all over the place.
Yes, there's also nails, coincidentally, so you should wear shoes.
It's nail.
So, you
Also a
can't
sweat
have the
drop.
mail without the nails. Something to think about. Something to reflect on in life. The simple truths of the PBJ cast. Anyways,
Horrible.
so, Rob Webbin, would you like to read the first mail reading?
Why don't you read it, Nuke?
Because I asked you first, and there's since you were
Because you know I
prepared.
don't have the thing open.
All right, that's okay. Hi, PBJ casters, it's Tupac. I've been playing some Mountain Blade, and I've been enjoying it, but I digress. My sole complaint is the Bandit Caves. I play with cheats, because I'm a big fat nerd. That also means my level is
Let's say that.
2037. It doesn't really matter what they did or did not say. You might have fabricated Tupac
Okay.
completely. No one has any way of verifying that either, so, whatevs. PBJ cast, we lied to you. We're just not going to tell you what we're lying about. Anyways, his strength, dexterity, charisma, intelligence, and constitution, because he's the United States, or something, I don't know, are all at 63. The cap is 63. You could have also said they were at the cap, but anyways. All of my skills are at 10, and my weapon skills are all at 400. My gold is somewhere over 90,000. I teleport all across the
God.
map. And when I enter a bandit cave, my frames per second goes down to 3, because there's several thousand bandits, all equipped with bows that all fire at the same time. Tupac. Well, that was like by Tupac, but it didn't say, XOXO Tupac. It just said Tupac at the end. But
He
that's
was
not the
just
point.
signing off.
Yeah,
You
anyways, the
could
point.
have you could have had you it should have been was pause Chewbacca. It doesn't matter.
Pause Tupac? Why is he a cat?
Because okay.
Gosh,
So
Rob, why
yeah,
would you
Bandit
honestly
Caves.
even think about what you say? Jeez.
So it
Tupac a
just it
cat?
was
Ugh, anyways, keep going. Whatever you're gonna say,
sure,
weirdo.
yeah. I don't know.
Stop
Yeah, I don't
cheating.
know. That's a bit redonk. Yeah, stop cheating. Probably
Or
shouldn't have run
stop
to you
going to
guys,
bandit caves. You teleport around, you could theoretically teleport away from them.
Yeah. But some people like a fight. Also, this should have been run if you gay, but we're done with Mountain Blade.
Yeah, we got this too late. Otherwise, we would have read it on Mountain Blade. Speaking of which, if you have any mail relative to the game of the season, we'll read it during that season. So if you have anything about Arma 2, mail it in, and we'll start reading that stuff off right when we start the season. And if you also have Arma 2, email us your like gamer tag, your Steam usernames, whatever it is you use, so we can play because we need more people to play with.
We're trying to get a good thing of actually, I'm just gonna put it out here now. If you play Arma or if you're planning to get Arma or if you
Two.
haven't played and you're waiting,
Not the first one, the second one at
Arma
some
2,
point.
yeah. We use the Ace mod, which is the I make Arma better the mod, except for my wounding system, which
And
you just
we'll
black
go
out
over that
constantly.
when we talk about Arma 2.
Yeah.
But if you want to play
And
Arma
so,
2 with us, email us, and we'll email you the stuff we use to play on, basically, is what it comes down to.
it's only that, so
Yeah.
it's not like we have this big list of requirements.
Well,
It's just a simple way to
eighth.
get it.
Like, has 80,000 things in it.
Yeah, but there, yeah. So yeah, six launcher. I'm just gonna say things. Six launcher has it in there. You can install it. Find the stuff you want to play with us. If you don't, well, then that's
Well, we need someone to fly helicopters when we're all dead. Or
fine.
on the ground, we're like, oh god, I'm wounded. It'd be really nice if someone showed up in a helicopter. Oh, my
So.
blood. Needs more morphine. Anyways, we'll talk about that, Arma 2. Now we're talking about Mountain Blade again. So, he cheats a lot, and so
It's
basically.
disappointing that there's a large amount of enemies to fight him when he cheats a lot. Not a lot of bang with my mouse sitting in the ground.
Now, that being said, if you aren't aware, Also, there's you might want to look this up. There's a cheat in Mountain Blade where you can just kill or knock out everyone on the battlefield that's an enemy.
Kill all. I think that would probably be it. Wait, are these cheats or like console commands?
Cheats. You have to enable cheats. It's like Alt F4.
That
knocks out all people. The odd thing is, it's like Shift Alt F4. I just remember it's like Alt F4 is a part of it. I think you hit something else too.
And, and you know what the best part is? It's kind of like it's a risky thing because if you forget to hit one of those buttons, you might end up closing your game.
Yeah, it's living on the edge, Russian video game roulette, where the game might close and you're like, oh darn, and then you open it up again. High stakes. Low prices.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyways, that's my recommendation. Cheat more. You know what? You're already so far down in the hole of cheating that you might as well just cheat more.
Cheat so much more.
Yeah.
So,
nice. Rebel Evan, want to read the next one?
Sure. So, here we have an email from Jody Salmon. Obtain a genuine universe.
Robo-Evan's having
Why
a fun time.
Ear?
It was an email that was sent to us,
Robo-Evan.
Someone wants to help us, Robo-Evan. Now, please promptly read this dedicated listener's email.
Okay, so it's an email from Jody Salmon. Obtain a genuine university degree in just 10 days based on your work or life knowledge. BA / BSc / MA / MSc / MBA / PhD.
And then there's a link at the bottom, which is gibberish, basically. Anyways, long story short, this was the first time Gmail has failed us in spam. That's right. Over all of the time, we've been plastering our email all over the internet, over Blogspot, over YouTube, over Twitter. Basically, if I were a bot, all of the places I'd search, this is the first email to actually make it through our spam filter.
Hmm.
And then immediately, of course, the next day, they sent a similar email. So, we actually have another one telling us we can get a degree in 10 days.
That's next week. So I'm going to read this one, considering that one was spam. I'll guess who this one's from. Hi guys, Ubermeta here, with my possibly best email, with my possibly best email ever. Yes, another poem.
I feel like I said last time, if he sends in another poem, I was gonna do something. I forget what I said I was gonna do, but now he's just coasting.
Email us next week.
Yeah, email us again, and it'll another poem. I mean, you need something new. Send us a video of you juggling. That'd be different, and it'd be a
video.
Video
of you hanging yourself.
That would also earn you,
TBK stardom.
Like 10 fun bucks.
I don't know how to. We just throw them on your grave.
Yeah. I was like, how did he send that email if it's a video of him hanging himself? I'm struggling with the logistics of this. Anyways, read this poem.
I'm sure there's some kind of automation that could go on, like, record for this long and then send to this email. That could be
a bot. Yeah, but they're Australian. They don't know how to automate stuff.
I wasn't asking just Ubermedic. Anyone.
Anyone, okay, well...
hang themselves and create, no, don't do that. That's probably
we need more listeners, Robo-Evan. We already don't have enough. Let's not do this. Send us a video of you petting a cat, because that would... Because pets extend your life expectancy. So, you know, do that. Or a video of you eating, like, a banana or something. I don't know.
But eat the peel. Don't eat the banana.
Yeah,
like,
eat the peel. That'd be...
ass.
Yeah, eat the peel. That'd be something I'd watch. The banana, the eating the peel part. Okay, keep going, Robo-Evan.
Okay. This is a poem from Ubermedic. Your podcast is good. Some say you're poo.
Yeah, you said it. Anyways, keep going.
But no matter what, people listen to you. When listeners go before, to the top of iTunes, your podcast will be there for sure.
No, it won't.
No, it won't. With tweets, emails, videos, and a group on Steam, you are a credit to Team. You play games big and small. You discuss them all. On a blog or iTunes, you are uber bunch of loons. Thank you, Medic.
Hmm. I don't know if that was better than the last poem or the same. You know what I'm saying?
That was pretty good. I mean, this one was crediting us. And,
Yeah.
you know,
I
I
like
love seeing how we'll
compliment.
be the best and we play games.
You get
And the last one was us, was him saying, you know, we're fairly good. I mean, you're still kind of poo, but, you know, you're not like the big stinky watery poo. You're kind of like a firm, you know, just easy to throw away
Stop.
poo.
You can stop. Someone's listening to this and they're probably eating or something. Or shit, they were eating. Because now they're probably just crying. And they're probably eating a banana peel, which probably tastes terrible. I don't even know what a banana tastes like, to be honest. Vegetables are
A
for
banana?
nerds.
It's a fruit.
That doesn't. Keep going, Robo. Read the next email. You're punished by reading the next email.
Why am I? Oh, God. Hey, PBJ, it's Tupac. I need to talk to you about the anatomy of a gun. In your show 1 2 weeks ago, you talked about some gun parts. So I'm going to go through a list of vital parts of a gun. The magazine is what you put bullets in.
Awesome.
The chamber is where the bullets are loaded out of the magazine. The
I
firing
don't know if
mechanism
I'm buying that. I
is.
don't know if I'm buying that. The chamber. Because I thought the chamber was when you tested stuff. You did that in the chamber.
Like after science.
Yeah, like the test chamber. They're waiting for you, Duke,
You
in the
in
rape chamber. And
the
oh God.
What?
I made a mod of the first Half-Life and I replaced it with weirdly sexual sound files. It was
Thing
pretty
is,
fun.
though, why did they make that sound so creepy? Like, they couldn't have done a better job making you go, oh, well, this is where the game begins. They're waiting for you, Gordon, in the test chamber.
They're hunched over like a giant black cauldron and they're cackling. Ha 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 ha. I'm like, there's witches in this game. Where is it?
It was so obvious this, all right, there's something's going down in this room. In the test chamber.
Or the person just had
Says it
a mini
so weird.
stroke or something while they're talking. In the test chamber. Oh God. Call a doctor. Well, I'll just go to the test chamber. You can stay, or you can get up when you want. Oh, I'm just gonna go now.
Okay.
That
The
was me
firing mechanism.
being Gordon and talking to a guy, falling down and
Oh,
foaming at the
that doesn't
mouth.
exist. Oh, blasphemy. Blasphemy. Gordon Freeman does not talk.
No, but that was me being Gordon Freeman. That's the difference.
But then
Gordon
you wouldn't
Freeman
be
doesn't
Gordon
talk,
Freeman.
but
You'd
Duke
be like Duke
Freeman
Freeman.
does. Yo, Fine Foxy, Hoochie Mama. Speaking of Half-Life / Half-Life 2, allegedly we're starting a podcast. I'm going to call it something like Duke's Batshit Crazy or something like that. Because I've.
It might just be an R&R
Yeah,
thing.
it'd be an R&R. But it's basically me saying weird plot consistencies with Half-Life and Half-Life 2.
And after science,
And
they're all
basically the whole
horrible.
Half-Life universe. That's a part of Half-Life universe.
Yeah.
And fun and the odd thing is that Alex Vance, the main female, not protagonist but sidekick, I suppose, in the game, in the second one, was 8 years old in the first one. And it's 10 years later. And so basically the main character's frozen in time, you know. And so basically he runs into this fine foxy hoochie mama. But, you know, he knew her when she was 8, and I feel like that's weird. It'd be weird to suddenly go from, oh, you're 8, cute, and then, oh my God, breasts.
Yeah, but it's not like he's having sex with her. There's a
Oh,
difference.
you're not reading the fan fiction that I'm constantly writing and then moving through my recycle bin immediately because of the shame. The shame.
Well, let's just discuss this after we get through this email.
Oh,
So,
no, I think. Anyways, chamber, not in a gun. So, one strike there. Anyways, keep going.
the chamber isn't a gun. I know that.
No,
It isn't a gun.
I'm pretty sure you just play video games. You think you know what a chamber is, but using my common down-to-earth American sense, I'm gonna say it's not. Anyways, keep going.
Okay, the firing mechanism. It's the trigger. You pull it, and the firing pin hits the back of the bullet. Simple.
Why is it hitting the back of the bullet? Why not the front?
Because it would just shut up, Duke. It's
Okay.
not how bullets are made.
Whatever.
The
I'm just being
barrel.
innovative
The
here. Just keep
bullet
talking.
gets shot out of here. Interesting fact: the longer the barrel, the better accuracy you get, but less velocity. Interesting fact. So I'll know
No.
when playing.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. What are... Hold on. Something's... I'm trying to make a connection. 7 degrees of batshit crazy with the Duke of New York. Barrel, they usually explode.
Roll.
They're usually red, and you can push them over and they'll roll around. Why would you shoot out of a barrel when they explode when you shoot them? That doesn't make any sense to me.
No. You're thinking of the wrong barrel. It's a wooden barrel, like from Donkey Kong, and he's rolling inside it, shooting all the frickin' Marios.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. All right. I'm sorry, I was just confused. Thank you
Okay.
for clarifying. All right, keep going.
That makes sense. The breach. It's what
Breach? You
shoots.
mean like Halo Breach? No, it's
No,
Reach.
that's Reach. The breach.
Close
It's what
enough.
shoots shell casings, which is what I had a horrible time trying to remember the name of yesterday, a
Why would you
couple
want to
weeks
shoot a
ago.
shell casing?
And, all right, out of the firing chamber to clear it for the next bullet. And the most important part of the gun is where you put the self-arise again sticker,
I agree with that. That is the most important.
sent
That
from
is
my
most important.
PBJWare computer to back.
Anyways, that is true. Where you put your self-arise again sticker, I do believe is in fact the most important part of the gun experience.
Now, I'm just gonna take a guess and say that he lives in the deep south as close as you can to Mexico. Because no one should know, because you know what? These guys don't know. I'm just gonna give them a full diagnostics of a gun. Whatevs. I
Or
mean, Duke lives in the south. He doesn't even know about this. He didn't know half of this stuff. I was in the north when I knew more than he did.
he Googled it.
North, we don't have guns. We
He
just
might
have
have.
words.
And knives.
Yeah,
But
and sticks. We have sticks. Sticks are pretty powerful.
I just like to say, all right, let's have a, where would you, all right, now we're ignoring the main part of the conversation, which is where do you put the South Rise Again sticker? Because that means a lot about you as a person.
Probably,
Now let's break it up into pistol, shotgun, rifle, and like a sniper rifle, like assault rifle.
well, for the pistol, I would probably say somewhere on like on the handle. Maybe it's been like painted on, or even if it is a sticker, it's been firmly stickered on.
I was thinking, yeah, that would be a good part, and like to I don't know, get it like custom made, like get
Yeah.
ivory. And then have that like sketched on there. Anyways,
Yeah.
shotgun. What would you say?
Shotgun? I think you could just drape it in the Confederate flag.
Yeah, that's actually a really good idea. I was thinking you should have it on the thing that shoots out the shell casings. Like have it on that little piece. I mean, this would have to be a really durable sticker or something, because it's gonna be moving around a lot. But I feel like that'd be a good place to put it.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant just over it, so the shell just pops out and hits the
So the shells,
thing.
my gun broke again because you're an idiot. Now
Your
take the
bullet
damn sticker
jams and the gun explodes.
off. That's me being a gun exploding. I probably had too
God,
many
sometimes
sound effects in
playing
there.
Far Cry.
Anyways, assault rifle.
Assault rifle? Oh God, I don't know. I mean, a lot of these guns. There's a lot of different variants of assault rifles. It depends
All
on what
right,
kind of assault rifle we're
M16,
talking about.
M16.
An
Basically,
M16?
if you don't know what a gun is, it doesn't matter. It's an assault rifle. I just picked one so it'd be more specific.
I don't know. Maybe the I mean, the only thing. I mean, I don't really know where to put sticker, but you could get it like custom made, so it's like the whole thing is just like painted to be like a giant Confederate flag, and on the barrel it would say the self-arise again.
That is a good idea. I was thinking something like that, but the barrel seemed a bit small. So here's what I'm thinking.
The
The whole thing
barrel's
painted
freaking
like a
huge.
Confederate flag, and then what you do is you get like the strap, because you always have a strap to sling it over your shoulder. You have the South Arise Again on that.
Ooh, and when I said the barrel, I meant like where you put your hand on the barrel,
Oh.
not
Not
like
like the
towards the
tiny barrel.
end.
Yeah, I see what you're
No, yeah.
saying, but I'm thinking that. A Confederate
Okay,
flag
yeah.
gun, South Rise Again, like sling.
Why are we discussing this like it's a real conversation?
Because it's the most important part. Our listeners might not know this, Rebel 11. They might not know gun etiquette, which is to put stickers on your guns, by the way.
It's true. Like in
It's like.
Arma, whenever I'm playing, I'm like, where are the stickers? Where are these self-arise again stickers?
I know, it's not very. It's obviously not very realistic, because they don't add the details that matter. Or
Yeah.
they also don't add the fact that my character should have two revolvers and should be able to fire both of them while he's flying an aircraft.
like put your fly it with your knees and hang out of the helicopter and just start gunning down all the insurgents.
Basically, yeah, just
are you mad that you can't sit on top of the propellers and just spin around and shoot everyone with an assault rifle?
You know what? The more we go on, the more I'm disappointed with Arma 2. We shouldn't start off Arma 2 with being like, we already came up with a better game. Listen to Mailroom number 5. We already did it better. It's better.
Now that's that's a different game. That's like, Saints Row, the Arma experience. Like,
Saints Row and like, Arma meets a terrible game that has no idea what it should be is made. Alrighty, so like, it's Saints tactical Row realism, and you have a dildo. Wait, I'm confused.
Because, Saints Row is like GTA's, funny, wacky counterpart.
Yeah.
What do we have? Call of Duty.
Yeah, which is kind of funny. I think I find it kind of funny. I mean, just so much stuff happens. You're like, oh yeah, of course, I just shot that guy, that helicopter, so now, of course, it's crashing in me, God, game. It's so over the top. For example, there's that one level where you're breaking out of like the Russian gulag.
Yeah, and you shoot a freaking grappling. You shoot like a harpoon at a helicopter.
Yeah, and like, how did you guys like make a harpoon and have nobody notice? Like, you make catapults and stuff. I'm like, how did you guys get away with this? I'm more concerned about the
Molotov. Like,
yeah, okay. I feel like this might have been like a minimum security prison. And, like, the guards are like, oh, yeah, no, it's fine. And they just, all the prisoners decided to live in the shittiest part. And the guards are like, why aren't they living in the houses? They've got a radio and everything. They're like, I don't know. Because they made all of these things, Or the guards just, they're just being wacky.
I think it's like the pit from the new Batman movie. It's a prison, just no one's guarding it.
Yeah.
Like, no one's watching the prisoners. They escape, I don't know, they managed, I don't know.
Also, it's Russia, so if you escape, you're just going to die of cold outside, which is why they might not be so worried about, having a ton of guards. Yeah, you can escape if you want to. You're just going to sort of die. So, the guards aren't to keep you in. The guards are to keep every of the wolves out. Also, there's a part of Call of Duty when you had two shotguns in each hand. One shotgun in each hand. Which is basically you customizing your character. Yeah, I have no one shotgun in each hand. No big deal. I'm just breaking all of my bones. I'm pretty sure
there's also the part where you throw a knife and it hits somebody directly in the eye. Yeah, because I can do that. I'm a precision knife thrower.
Well, I feel like Call of Duty loses me, not because any one part of it is like, we could train someone to do that. It's just all of it. You can throw knives with precision. You can have a shotgun in each hand. You could... God, it's basically an action... It's an action movie. Call of Duty...
It is. Everybody in Call of Duty is Rambo.
Yeah. And when everybody's Rambo...
They walk around with a heavy machine gun, just spraying people. That would rip your arms off.
Yeah.
If you could run around shooting from the hip with a heavy machine gun.
Arma 2 is like the opposite. It's... You fire a machine gun, and your character blacks out because it was too intense.
Oh, God.
Well, that is Ace, which we play, which I make fun of a lot, but I also enjoy it because it's funny sometimes to me.
Yeah.
It's just sort of...
My leg. Just for the show, I uploaded a screenshot that says Duke is... Alright, it's official. Duke is officially Jesus, or something like that. And I'm on the ground, and Duke is just kind of floating over me. staring at me. Duke has a video of it, too, don't you?
Yeah, I'll be uploading that. Arma, when a lot of the Arma stuff starts going live, which is when we start the season. Go to our YouTube. It's linked to at pbjcast.blogspot.com. Arma 2 is going to start going live. I'm uploading some other stuff here and there. And then, you know, the wave of Arma is going to come out. It's going to get intense. We might have, like, an Arma video, like, every other day or something.
Yeah. I mean, we have a lot backlogged.
Yeah.
Just from old playing.
Yeah. And it's basically the first 10 videos are us being in an airplane and then Rogue Weapon, not an airplane, a helicopter and Rogue Weapon
helicopter.
Crashing.
You, no, and then you singing Fortunate Son and then us crashing.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I enjoy it. You know, Arma 2 is coming up next season. Tell your friends.
And family. Actually, no, not really. That's why we were talking about dildos the entire time.
Yeah.
Don't tell your family.
I mean, you can, but that's a weird relationship you have with your family.
Yeah.
If you do that. That's a bit odd. I'd be skeptical. And by skeptical, I mean, I'm not going to do anything about it because we need more listeners, but, you know, I'd look at you and be like, you just keep listening to the BBJcast, and I'll just keep making episodes. And no one will say anything to anyone else.
Yeah.
I have a giant box in my room still. I need to get that out of here. Anyways, I can't think of anything else interesting to do. I'm the Duke of New York.
Well, no. What happened with the, what happened to the, on a previous PBK cast,
yeah.
You were attacked by a spider.
Yeah.
And then you got up and you killed it live on recording.
Audio might have
what
been
happened?
Destroyed accidentally. It'd be a shame. That was gone.
It's gone? Well, what happened to the body of that spider? Did we ever find it?
No. I either ate it in my sleep or it is gone. One of the two. Either way, I have triumphed over spider yet again.
That's disappointing. Well, what about, Half-Life? Got any more opinion on Half-Life?
Half-Life. The G-Man is a fine foxy hoochie mama. Black Mesa experimented with clone technology, which is why all of the security guards look exactly the same. And by look exactly the same...
Is that true, or is that just you?
Pretty sure it's true. Feels true. It feels true in my loins.
Are you sure that's true, or is it because they had a low budget? They couldn't custom model and custom voice every single security guard.
Hey, I'll buy you a beer. Hey, I'll buy you a beer. Hey, after this, I'll buy you a beer. That's me being all of the security guards ever.
No. If you owe me a beer, it's the opposite. Freeman's buying him a beer.
Hey, I'll buy... No.
Or, no, wait, is it...
In the first Half-Life,
hey,
Barney offers to buy Gordon a beer. And in the second one, Barney says, I saved your life.
About that beer I owed you.
Yeah, and the second one... Barney says, I saved your life, you owe me a beer, you goddamn piece of shit, where have you been? That was me reading between the lines.
You goddamn piece of shit?
That's basically me reading between the lines for every Half-Life character. Here's me being a headcrab. I just wanted to eat your head, you goddamn piece of shit. And then he gets hit with a crowbar and then he's dead.
Headcrab's lives are so short-lived. I'm going into the world and I will find myself a head oh god, crowbar!
Make us proud, son. I will. Oh god, I'm dead. Alright, well, make us proud. Oh god, that was me being a headcrab canister. I imagine it's like a family. And the first one's like, I'm making it in the world. And then he said, no, son, I'll avenge your death. Oh no, husband, I'll avenge your death. Oh god, I'm dead. And then there's like another one in there that just sort of is like, maybe I should just leave.
And he's hiding under a dead body. He's just staring down Freeman like, I will find you and I will kill you. And then you're in Ravenholm, and then there's one on the ground. He's like, Freeman, I've cracked you down, and jumps at him, and gets hit him with a crowbar, and he goes flying.
Yeah.
Imagine that this headcrab spends his whole life trying to find Freeman, and then just a second, Freeman gets hit him in the face with a crowbar, and he just, like, flies over a wall.
Yeah. Like he has a little, like, box that he lives in, because headcrabs are tiny, and he has, like a cut out of Freeman's head on the wall, and he has like throws knives at it. He's like, I want to get you once I'm out of here. And by once I'm out of here, I mean I figure out where the hell I am and where the hell you are. Because they're like fired from rockets just in the middle of nowhere. So like, I don't know what the hell is going on. Oh well. Well, I'll talk about this more and more on my separate zany, wacky, I'll come up with a better name for it podcast. I might call it I'll come up with a better name for it. But if I do, then that means I actually have to come up with a real name for the next podcast. I have no idea what to call. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I only have that card once. So it's my ace in the podcasting hole of not coming up with a name. Oh, well, that's a taste of what that podcast will eventually be. R&R, subscribe to our Twitter. R&R recently had a huge milestone. RoboEvan, do you remember what it is?
No, I was never informed.
No. Well, I told you, you just might not know. R&R had a huge milestone.
Oh, yeah, that's
69
right.
Downloads across all R&R podcasts.
So we have 69.
Yeah. And allegedly, when this comes out, we'll have some more. Anyways, subscribe to our Twitter if you want up-to-date information about stuff like that. Also, when videos come out, check out YouTube because, you know, we put videos on there. Which, speaking of which, someone commented on one of the videos we released. Backstory, when I record with Fraps, I don't think it records my, what I like to call my edited voice, because there's my headphones, and then I changed the settings in Windows to what I want it to sound like. And I don't think Fraps records that edited sound. I think it just records the raw audio. So it's a bit quieter than normal. And the fact I have a bit of a monotone voice caused someone to comment on the most recent video, don't sound so sad, and then a frowny face. And I found that kind of funny, because I'm not. I just sound kind of quiet, and I
You're
have a kind
like
of monotone voice. Don't mind me, guys. I'm just having a birthday, and no one noticed. Anyways, that's kind of what I sound like. I find that kind of funny. Subscribe to our YouTube, and allegedly, if you read the comments, you'll read people who just say things like that, and I found that kind of funny. Website, crosshair studios, still working on that. I was going to talk to Jake about it, but then it was both midnight and he has scuba diving tomorrow, so he went to sleep. Feel like, how the hell is a guy who's allegedly cool enough to learn/go scuba diving listening to the PBJ cast? I like to think that people that listen to us are like chained to like their rooms or something. Like they're like, it's like Harry Potter, except for they have an internet connection.
And only to pbjcast.blogspot.com.
Yeah. And so they listen to us that way, but it turns out there's a guy who's actually doing interesting things and he's listening to us. That's weird to me.
Yeah,
I sit in my room and I just under the stairs and, you know, I feed off the table scraps. You know, the usual stuff.
See, you're lucky. I don't even have stairs to live under.
Back in my day, we were fortunate enough to live under stairs. Taking things for granted these days.
I have to live in the closet that all the drawers fall off of.
Oh, that's great. I love, if you aren't aware, listen to our earlier episodes, because we probably at some point mentioned this. RoboEvan is
no,
in
the
room.
No, it was on a podcast.
Yeah.
It was on a podcast. And the closet, my closet doors are off their hinges, and they fall of it, and they fall sometimes. In the middle of a podcast, the closet door fell on me.
I just... Oh, I found that funny. PBJ cast, donate to us so we can buy RoboEvan like a real door or something. I can imagine you're sleeping, you just wake up, oh god, what was that? Just the door just slammed on your face. Ah, broke my nose. Ah, well, you know, happens every night. Anyways, blogspot.
It happens every night.
You know, pbjcast.blogspot.com. Yeah, pbjrr.blogspot.com.
PBJRR. At RoboEvan on Twitter, at Duke of PBJ, PBJ_cast.
That's all the Twitter stuff?
All Twitter.
Yeah. PBJ Countercast. Because, I think I said this before, we have one episode out, we're going to do more. We actually got an email from Tupac, but it's Counter-Strike related. So we're going to read that there, because that's appropriate.
We should probably mention, we have is this actually set up, the email address for it?
Yeah.
Do we make some? I don't think we have. We have a PBJ countercast Gmail. So what is it? PBJ countercast at gmail.com.
Yeah.
So just to prove we're serious about this, even though we've been slacking. So
yes.
If you have any Counter-Strike things, if you want to say
the
anything.
Reason I'd like to point out, it's very important that you say PBJ countercast, because countercast is a Spanish blog.
Oh, yeah.
If you just
right.
do countercast.blogspot.com, that Spanish son of a bitch. He has a Twitter.
Being racist with Duke of New York.
Countercast Twitter account. And he's only ever tweeted one thing. Some men just want to watch the world burn, Rob Levin. so frustrating. Taking names I thought I unoriginally came up with. Oh well.
Yeah.
That's that. You know, iTunes, give us a bunch of stars. Allegedly 4 or 5. I don't know. What are they using, RoboEvan?
5.
5 stars? Or 4 stars? 5, you know.
I'd appreciate 5.
You know.
4 is okay, though.
Yeah, 3's alright. 2, why do you even listen to us?
Think.
And 1, just leave. Uninstall iTunes and go. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're giving us 1 star, why are you even listening?
Yeah.
Wahab. Screw off. GTFO, noob. GTFO,
yeah.
My
Swag.
Podcast.
YOLO. I'm sorry, were we doing
hashtag.
Acronyms? Hash. You're saying hashtag. Hashtag, hashtag. Hashtag. And then you just type into
hashtag
H-A-S-T-T-A-G. Hashtag, hashtag.
Hash would be H-A-S-H, like a hash brown.
A-S-S-T-A-G, hashtag, hashtag. Which is a fun, is you should not play that tag with your family. Hashtag, hashtag. Anyways, I'm the Duke of New York.
Yeah, I'm Rob Levin.